Italian Football Podcast.
Really, what I wanted to talk about here is Claudio Ranieri. I mean, what he is doing with Cagliari, it's a miraculous escape. If he manages to keep this Cagliari team up, you know, on paper, this Cagliari team are, for me, they're in the bottom three teams in Serie A, no doubt about it.
You look at
their attackers and you think, where are the goals going to come from? You look at the defence and you think, well, how do they keep the goals out? It's a Serie B team. I mean, they shouldn't even be in Serie A. I mean, it was a miracle that they got promoted last season, wasn't it? And they scored in the 95th minute to go up, wasn't it? It was Bari, wasn't it? You're the Serie B expert here, Nima. Correct me if I'm wrong. I mean, it's a miracle what Ranieri has done. And they, you know, now they're 4 points above the relegation zone. They're up to 13th. But despite the lack of quality, they fight. They never give up. And listen to this, right? They scored with an 88th minute winner against Atalanta to win the game. The number of late goals from Cagliari this season is absolutely insane. It's insane. We talk about Fergie time, but this is Ranieri time. 88th minute winner against Atalanta to win the game. 96th minute equaliser to draw against Napoli a couple of weeks ago. 94th and 99th minute goals to turn a 0-1 deficit to a 2-1 win against Sassuolo. 94th and 96th minute goals to turn a 2-3 deficit against Frosinone into a 4-3 win. 120th minute winner to beat Udinese in the competition.
94th minute goal away against Bari to get to the Serie A under Ranieri, Pavoletti. This is Ranieri time. Dilly ding, dilly dong. it's never mind Fergie time. It's Ranieri time.
And
it's truly remarkable. What he's doing, and I agree with you. The fact that he scores so many late goals, the fact that he scores, that his team, his Cagliari scores so many important late goals. I mean, that game against Frosinone was mental. The 3-0 down to 4-3. That's one of the most insane games I've seen ever in the Serie A.
That's the game of the season. There's no doubt about it.
Yeah, that is the game of the season. That was batshit. Like, it was just absolutely crazy, and it's. And to see him at Cagliari of all places as well, to see him kind of, you know, be able to bring them back to the Serie A. And by all accounts, I mean, we can't say anything. I know the 13th on 30 points, but it's only 4 points down to the relegation with Frosinone sitting there. So anything can still happen. But it is looking like they could go down. They could stay up, sorry. And that would be a miracle because, like you said, this squad is not good enough to they're not 13th good, to put it that way.
No, it's just miracle. I mean, he's a coach that has performed the biggest miracle in the history of not only the Premier League. I mean, it's definitely the biggest miracle in Premier League history, winning the Premier League title with Leicester City. For me, it's the biggest miracle pound for pound in English football history, maybe in the history of football, of club football.
It shouldn't be able to happen.
Because it shouldn't be able to happen that a team like Leicester City win the Premier League with all the money and that the advantages that the top teams in the Premier League have, Manchester City and Arsenal and Chelsea and Manchester United and Liverpool. I mean, it should be impossible. To do what he did with that Leicester City team that nearly got relegated the season before, only just to manage to stay up the season before, and then he wins the Premier League with them. I mean that's a miracle. I don't know whether you can put Cagliari. I don't think anything will match that. Not even this Cagliari will match that. But this is a miracle in itself. And he's 72 years old. He's 73 later this year. He's still doing it. I mean, his story. His. They need to make a film on Claudio Ranieri. They have to. They need to make a movie on Claudio Ranieri because his story is just amazing. He's 72. He's been a manager since 1986. He's coached, I don't know how many teams. He's, I think, 22 teams, or he's had 22 different managerial jobs. I mean, it's unbelievable what he's done. And he's such a great guy as well. He's such a lovely person. He really is. It's incredible. He was managing Cagliari in Serie A 33 years ago. You know, 33 years ago he was managing Cagliari, and he returns to them in Serie A. I mean, it's just amazing.
No, you gotta love him, and he's such a lovely human being too, and he's one of the good guys in football, and a true gentleman, and I just, it's so, who's been so kind of mistreated in a way as a perpetual loser, always the bridesmaid, never the bride kind of thing. And I just, it's what he's doing with Cagliari now, and his Cagliari, like I said, is, that's what I was alluding to, the fact that he was coaching them before. I think it's beautiful, and it's the fact that he keeps them on, keeps them up, which I think is very close to doing, is fantastic. And I wonder where do they go from now? I mean, do they continue with him? Like, does he want to continue, or does he?
This would be the perfect time for him to retire. Yeah, you would think, like, go out on a high. You know, keep
ride off into the sunset.
Yeah, but then you know, you don't know. Maybe this is what keeps him happy. This is what he loves doing. Like Roy Hodgson.
God bless him.
Roy Hodgson kept going. I mean, Roy Hodgson's 70. Obviously, he's had some health issues recently, and I thought it was horribly. The way that was dealt with by the club,
disgusting,
and the fans and everything, but
absolutely disgusting behavior
with Crystal Palace. He left them eventually, but you know, does he keep going and keep going until he's literally not well enough to do it, or does he? I don't know. I mean, I guess at the end of the day, I think it's probably it's up to him. At the end of the day, if he keeps Cagliari up, it can be his decision what he does.
Yeah, for sure.
A miracle, and 8 points this season, won with goals from the 88th minute onwards in Serie A. 8 points. I mean, that's almost 30% of their points have been claimed in basically in injury time. I mean, it's unbelievable. So that's a great story.